The story did play on News 12 and Newsday, and it filled up the old Nassau Herald. How kids from a school were so vicious and cruel to the rectum of Edmund Fitzgerald. The town of Belmore lies upon the south shore, on an affluent part of Long Island. They pay a high tax just to keep out the blacks, in the hopes that their kids won't grow violent. Now one such young boy was his mom's pride and joy, such a virile and athletic laddie. Like others his age, he thought sports the rage, and he tried to be just like his daddy. It felt like a dream when young Ed made the team as a junior varsity halfback. But some other players gave him arrogant stares. They became his continual laugh track. He played right along and he tried to be strong to show he had no trepidation. It gave him the creeps, but these were his peeps, and he longed for the team's validation. He managed all right until one summer night when the team went to North Pennsylvania. As silent as monks, they all rose from their bunks as if gripped by a furious mania. With nary a sound and no coaches around, the older kids pummeled the juvies. They guarded the door while the boys licked the floor and then squealed like the guy in the movies. Although that hurt some, there were worse things to come when the new guys were forced to get naked. The quarterback grinned, "Let the hazing begin. If you wanna be one of us, take it." The torture began all according to plan, with a rhythm like boom-chick-a-boom-chick. You better not howl or we'll puncture your bowel with a rubberized end of a broomstick. When that part was done, they continued the fun of pinecone and golf ball inserting. The cavities dripped as the soft tissue ripped, and the feces and blood began spurting. The victims were warned they'd be punished and scorned if they told any parents or teachers. But by the next game, they were still hurt and shamed. You could see the red stains from the bleachers. The season was stopped, and the scholarships dropped, and the town became crazed and divided. A few sent regrets, the others death threats, till lawyers and cops were provided. The rumors did spread from Rosedale to Riverhead, how a team went from scrimmage to Sodom. And poor Edmund cried, what a splinter was pride, from the extra-large width of his bottom. So now there's a judge who will go through the sludge of how innocent boys were imperiled. The legend will spread like the legs of poor Ed. And the rectum of Edmund Fitzgerald. The rectum of Edmund Fitzgerald.